someone who was against cannabis legalization for many years, but now has realized that it's a totally bad idea. And that as a longtime Republican, as she has been, that it actually went against her Republican values. And so I give you now the founder of Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition and my mom, Ann Lee.
Well, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? How can you make, how can you make a difference? And if you do nothing, you will get not what you want. So my suggestion is, as a political activist, first of all, are all of you registered to vote? And if you are not registered to vote for whatever reason, whether you haven't lived there long enough or whatever reason, make sure you find people who are registered to vote and be sure you influence them. Do all of you know who your state representative is? Who is your state senator? Who is your congressman? Who is your U.S. senator? And if you know who they are, do they know who you are? Do they know that they can count on you for support? If you find a political a state rep, a state senator who supports this issue, make sure that they know you, that they know you as their constituent, and that they know they can count on you for help. Write a little check. I don't care how small it is. Write a check and get some money to a person who supports this issue. Do some phone banking for them. Do some block walking for them. Make a difference in their campaign. Make know that they can count on you, that you are a voting constituent of their district. Now we're talking about making a difference with bad law. I grew up with the bad law of the Jim Crow. Where I grew up, if you can believe this, whites and blacks could not go to school together. They could not even drink from the same water fountain. That was the law that was prevalent when I was growing up in Louisiana. I call that bad law. And we've had more and more bad law from the drug war. And the drug war has given us what is now called the new Jim Crow. There are too many people who have suffered from this bad law, and it is up to us to make a difference, to just get the law changed. It is changing some places, but we still have far to go. And if you're talking to conservatives like the people that I know, make sure they know that prohibition is not conservative value. Prohibition goes against everything that I, as a staunch conservative Republican, believe. I believe in smaller government. What does prohibition do there? It mushrooms the size of government. I believe in being fiscally responsible, and prohibition just spends money like I call a liberal Democrat does. And prohibition takes away individual responsibility. Why doesn't my son have the right to use the medicine that is best for him? He couldn't in Texas. That's why he left Texas and came to Oakland. So for those reasons, it is not conservative to support prohibition. That's how you can persuade the people that you know who are conservative. And we've had the bad law of this, of drug war, we need to change. It is simply not conservative and is certainly not right. It is not right to put a person in prison for simple possession of marijuana. It is against everything that we as Americans believe. So I believe I've said all I know how to say on this. You all, we're here, we know why the law is bad. So what can you do to change the law? That's what I ask you to do, to make a difference. I don't care how big, how little it is. Make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann Lee.